we need a leader, and whatever good and bad comes with that leader, so be it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he continues the tweeting and continues some of the insults to celebrities, who cares? I don't care.
All right, welcome back, Financial Guys Podcast. This is Mike Spiraza. We are going to show you what we are doing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:15 to 8:30. Mike Hayflick and I do a morning show. It's a 15-minute morning news brief. Five topics, 3 minutes or less on each topic. We're going to play one for you here, but to find these every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, along with our podcast, it's either financialguysmedia.com or download the app. The Financial Guys Media app has the radio show, all three podcasts, and all three morning show episodes each week. Let's take a little listen to episode number one.
All righty. Welcome back. Morning. Mike's here on the Financial Guys Media Network. Mike Spiraza back with Mike Hayflick today. It is a Bills Monday Night Football tonight, Monday, November 13th. Mike, a lot of news coming from this weekend. We're going to start right here. I got to get my timer ready, though, because I will screw this up. We're alone today, so we got to make sure we're good to go. So topic number one, Mike, this dropped last night, actually, on Trey Gowdy's show. I think it's called Sunday Night America. Tim Scott dropped out of the race last night. So Tim Scott is no longer running for president. I hope that others follow suit, because I think there's only about three or so that should really be running at this point. Tim Scott was the latest one to drop after who dropped last week or 2 weeks ago? I'm losing it.
Mike Pence.
So, you know, what are your thoughts first off? How many do you think should be left, and how many are we waiting on here?
Gosh, I feel like there should only be a few left. I mean, maybe Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis. Like, let those three go at it now.
Yeah.
So that would mean bye-bye, Chris.
Yeah.
And that would be fine with me. I am a little perplexed by Tim Scott leaving. I know the reports were that he still had about $22 million of campaign funds.
Right.
But I think that's what happens when we expect these candidates to just let their campaign funds run dry, and it's far, far, far beyond when they should have dropped out. That when someone like Tim Scott, who I think has a lot of integrity, actually does what we think is the right thing, we're a little bit shocked by it. And that's sad, but true. So I think I give him credit on this one, Mike, because I think he realizes, as he said, the voters are showing him or telling him that it's just not his time.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you. This idea that, like, we have to drain our war chest and drain the money. No, that's not how this should work. Give it back to your donors if you're not going to run. And honestly, I do blame the donors too, Mike. And I know we've talked to Stefan Mihailu about this. And he's like, well, they could win in Iowa. At the end of the day, if we break this down, at this point, there's really two or three people that have a chance. And that's obviously very slim chance, because right. Donald Trump is at, I don't know, he's up 40, 50 points still. Mm-hmm. So, and again, I know those are polls. We're not talking, okay, Donald Trump's up 7. We're talking Donald Trump's up 40, right? That's a big, big gap to fill there. So I do think that we need to start going back to, and Tim Scott said this, I read what the people want, and right mm-hmm. now it's not me, and I respect that. I like Tim Scott. I never had an issue with Tim Scott like I do. I have a few with the other, with a few of the others. But with Tim Scott, I'm just kind of like, good move. You're smart. Now you don't have to waste people's time, waste the voters' time, and take away from the next debate, which I believe is the final debate next month.
Yeah, and I guess the last thing I'd say is he has a better grasp of what's possible versus what's probable. And that's what I think some of these other candidates have to come to a realization about.
And I don't know that they will, because the egos are off the charts, Mike.
And they have to be, right? I mean, to run for the to be candidate for president of the United States, you have to have a pretty high ego, and that's fine. But also being realistic makes sense too.
At the same time, that's right.
Hard combination to have.
Very tough combination. Topic number two. So I don't know if you saw this, Mike. Donald Trump went to the UFC 295 event. He was there with Don Jr., Tucker Carlson, mm-hmm. Dan Bongino, Kid Rock, Dana White, the owner of UFC. Joe Rogan was talking mm-hmm. to him. It was a loaded cast of characters there. And you know, as a Donald Trump fan, I love it because I'm like, this is why we vote for this guy as president. The crowd was going bananas when they saw him, except Bill Burr's wife, the comedian's wife, gave him the finger. I don't know if you saw that. But the reason I bring this up is that's what Donald Trump is. He's a showman, no doubt. But he gets people going. He gets people ready to go. And he gets people juiced up for politics. That's what we need, right? We don't want to have these, hey, I'm Mike Pence. No, I don't want to hear No, I want to hear a guy that's ready to go. Now, here's the problem, though, Mike. The media feels the exact opposite. I'm going to play this, and I'll let you comment. This is Jen Psaki, by the way.
And yet, the hand-wringing and cocktail party speculation about an alternative to Joe Biden is continuing, will continue. Guess what? Joe Biden isn't perfect. No candidate is, by the way. But we have to understand what the alternative is here. If elected to a second term, Donald Trump would prosecute anyone he deems an enemy, unleash troops on protesters, and essentially unravel the rule of law as we know it. And this time, he plans to line his administration with people who will actually help him do it. But sure, Joe Biden is 3 years older and occasionally trips over things. Look, there's a lot to be concerned about right now when it comes to a second Trump term. The speeches are getting much more disturbing and much more unhinged, and we should all hear it that way.
Sorry, Mike. I just got to say one thing. I mean, it's like we're living in an alternative universe, right? Like these people, they say these things, right? And I'm like, he's gonna weaponize the government. Oh, like you've done for the last 4 years. Got it. Okay, I got it now.
No, it's just untrue. It's just not. I mean, the thing about Donald Trump is he appeals to people, and that's something that they're so deathly afraid of. I mean, the only reason people actually tune in to see Joe Biden is to see if he'll have another gaffe, another stumble. Honestly, like I think people are, it's almost like waiting for a car crash, right? Or the deer to run across the road. It's like they're going, okay, this isn't going to go well, so let's tune in. I mean, we need a leader, and whatever good and bad comes with that leader, so be it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he continues the tweeting and continues some of the insults to celebrities, who cares? I don't care. We have an open border. We have fentanyl still flowing into our country, killing just hundreds of thousands of people a year. We have all sorts of strife and wars across this world. Do we really care anymore if he shows up at a UFC fight and people are all chanting like Trump and just, you know, going berserk for a guy because of his celebrity? I don't care anymore. I need him in office. He has to go in and fix things because it's really a big mess out there.
Yeah. And I'll say this too with Jen Psaki too. I mean, what drives me nuts, Mike, is this, well, you know, she's, you know, he may not be a perfect candidate. He's not even a candidate. Like, what do you mean? He's not even a candidate, right?
I know. I mean,
come on. Like, and this brings us to our next topic number three today. He goes to a veterans event, Mike, for our vets, our military, mm-hmm. the bravest men and women in our country. And what does he do? He gets lost again. So, Jen, it's not a couple trips, by the way, right? He's done that too, don't get me wrong. And it's not a couple. It's more like six or seven. He's definitely fallen a few times, but he also doesn't know where he is ever. Right. And that's another problem with this guy.
And that's a guy who's probably going through all sorts of planning and practice and rehearsals. And, you know, they're probably running through all of this time and time and time again because they know he'll likely screw it up. And then he still screws it up. Right. He just cannot he can't function right now. I mean, it's literally a miracle that they even get him to walk up to a podium and read anything, even off a teleprompter. And that's supposed to be someone we're all supposed to rally around and say, see, he's far better than Trump. He's not far better than, I mean, any of the candidates that we've seen on the GOP side. I mean, they've been all really good candidates, as Lomas has said. And for them to think that we're supposed to say, oh, yeah. See, you've got to dismiss those things, the stumbles, the word stumbles, the actual physical stumbles, the making up history, right? Making up like a new resume for himself. Every speech he does something different, or he keeps going with these same lies of his past. And we're supposed to think that's the guy, that's the leadership we need. Sorry, Jen, I don't think so. But you did a nice job retaining your job over there. That's great. Yeah. Good for you.
And look, Mike, the difference between the left and the right is I can admit to some of the things with Trump. I'm one of the biggest Trump guys I know, at least. But I do want Trump to do certain things. Just don't attack people on Twitter. right, or Truth Social, because we all know how you feel and we agree with you, but we don't necessarily need, now, an attack once in a while, you want to get your point across, fine, but you don't need to do that every day. We can admit that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I think at times in this last administration, Trump trusted too much and he put faith in people that he shouldn't have.
Right.
I also think he, should drain the swamp like he didn't do in the last term. So we can be honest about it. The problem with with Joe Biden voters is they can't be honest. They have this this deathly fear of the Donald Trump reelection bid, and it's causing chaos. Right. I've said it. Trump derangement syndrome has infected more people than COVID, and I mean that. Because these people think they literally, and I don't know if it's the media, Mike, or they're brain dead, or they're pushing a narrative like Jen Psaki is. It might be all three of them. But if Donald Trump gets back into office, and we are way over on the segment, so I'll press the button now. But if Donald Trump gets back into office, he's not going to become Adolf Hitler like they keep saying, right? Like, it's not the voting base doesn't want that. I'm a diehard Trump guy. I don't want Trump to be the president forever. He gets his 4 years and he moves on. And by the way, you guys have done this for 4 years, put people in jail and silence the opposition. That's what you guys are doing. I'm telling you.
Well, and they've already turned liberals and progressives to thinking that he is like Adolf Hitler. What they're trying to do is turn more of the conservative-minded, maybe the moderate Democrats, the independents, into thinking that he really is. Like, you have to believe us. He really could be the next Hitler. And they're doing this by basically charging him with every crime under the sun and keeping him in courts and doing their best to make him look like a villain.
And by the way, that's, again, what conservatives don't want him to become a dictator, just so you know. We don't believe in that.
No.
Mike, this real quickly here. I was told that our last clip didn't play, so I'm going to play through the mic.
Oh, yeah.
This is Megan Rapinoe, the soccer player. She played her last game this weekend, got injured. And this was her comments on why she got injured. This is how messed up this woman truly is.
And this is a long one, although I'm going to get the Aaron Rodgers treatment, whatever that is. So I'm going to be calling him or whoever did his surgery because we need to speed this up. But yeah, I thought about it a little bit. I mean, I'm not a religious person or anything. And if there was a God, like, this is proof that there isn't. This is f***ed up.
So I know that might be tough to hear because it's an interview she did that's like inside of another interview. But what she essentially said was, I'm not really a religious person, but this kind of proves that God isn't real because she got hurt. My tweet to that was, you need to understand faith, because that's not how faith doesn't mean that nothing bad happens in your life, right? That's not what religion is, right? I mean, Jesus died on the cross. If that wasn't the show of faith, I don't know what is, Mike. This woman is truly flawed, a really sick, sad individual, and I had to play that because she has obviously been, I mean, her Twitter page, her whole thing is Black Lives Matter. So this woman, there is something seriously wrong with her.
Yeah, I totally agree. When I read that, I thought, how self-centered can you be? I mean, honestly, you think that others don't have the Achilles blowout? I mean, she mentioned Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Here he is, he goes to New York to try to resurrect the Jets and, basically did it with good respect and, grace and all that. And what, in the first game, he blows out his Achilles.
Right.
It has nothing to do with God, Megan. And hopefully someday you realize it's about what you can give. It's not what you get from God. It's what you give. Give to others, give of yourself. And that's what's really a sign of grace in God's eyes, is my opinion, I'll say. But I think that she's, of course, if she wins championships and scores game-winning goals, does she give, is it glory to God?
No.
But if she blows out an Achilles, it's God's fault. There must not be a God. Like, she's got the intellect and the maturity level of, I don't even want to say, a five-year-old. That's not doing them justice.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll say before we go to our final topic is, people die every day in this country and across the globe.
How disgusting when you think about what's going on overseas. You think about what goes on in wonderful places like Roswell.
Yep.
Every single day here in Buffalo, across the country, babies, kids, elderly people going through just absolutely disgustingly miserable things in their lives. And she says, there must not be a God because I blew out my Achilles. Yep. It was your last game of your career. It's not like you just began it. And it's not sports for the glory of Megan. It's you do things in the glory of God and his name, and you do it because you can, and that's to honor God. It's not, well, God didn't help me. Like, that's just not how it works.
And by the way, Megan, you've made millions of dollars playing a fun sport, really? So you should really be thanking God that you're.
She's
where you
gross. Are today. She's like another one. She you is. Know, if I never see her again or hear from her again, that'd be awesome.
We'll do this segment real quick, or this section here, number five here. California, Mike, I don't know if you saw this. President Xi apparently now is coming to California. Gavin Newsom working his magic over there. When I say working his magic, actually working his magic, he turned the homeless city streets into like the nicest thing ever. It's got walls now. Yeah. It's got, you know, plexiglass. It cleaned up. I mean, the guy is working wonders. God bless Gavin Newsom. Maybe he should be president at this point, Mike, cleaning up the homeless shelters. But there's a caveat to it. It's only going to be clean for about 2 weeks until this visit's over. Yeah. And that's going to be a disaster again.
Yeah. I saw there were like nice potted plants, like really big ones, like probably 5-6 feet wide. And there were like hundreds of these all placed on sidewalks. I thought, they better get them out of there before all the homeless people come back. They're going to be turning them into toilets
and beds.
Literally beds. They're going to be putting cardboard on top of these plants and bedding and building around this new center. I mean, does anyone else see this? Like, does the left see this? Does anyone who lives out there in San Francisco and California, do they actually see what just happened?
Yeah, they're probably like, oh my God, look how great of a job he did. Oh, they don't get it. They don't get it.
I'm telling you.
And here's my thing with it, and then we'll wrap with this, but it's proving that you can do it. If you actually care to clean up the streets, you can do it. Now, the second part of this, Gavin, just FYI, is now keep it clean, right? Patrol that area. Put police there. Don't have, you know, ravage homelessness around. It's pretty easy, really. And he did it in about 2 hours. But he won't figure that out. That he needs to do that now for like 24 straight hours. He can't figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
This today shows the mess of our country right now. If it's not Megan Rapinoe, it's Gavin Newsom. It's, you know, mm-hmm. we haven't got into the the Palestinian protests around the country. We are in real tough shape right now, folks. You got to stand up. And as we saw, Tuesday didn't go our way last week, but you got to stand up. This is the most important election of all time coming in 2024. Vote properly, vote correctly, and think about your future, not the next 5 minutes. You have to think about the future. You need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about our app, Financial Guys app. Download it on any app store, on any tablet, Financial Guys Media app. It has our three podcasts, this morning show and our radio show. We will be back Saturday again this week, of course, with the radio show. And Mike and I will be back Wednesday morning, 8:15. Next week already, Thanksgiving, Mike. So we were going to have a little bit of a different schedule next week. But we will be in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week. Go Bills tonight. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.